anybody else did as well. I asked my family at lunch today what I should talk about for my invitation, and they said, just make the last 15 minutes of your morning sermon be the invitation. I think they said I talked too long this morning, but I appreciate nobody else saying that to me this morning. We sing a number of songs that teach the importance of the heart. And one song asks, have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Do you count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Another song says, give me thy heart, says the Father above. No gift so precious to him as our love. Softly he whispers, wherever thou art, gratefully trust me and give me thy heart. And we sang just a few minutes ago, pure in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to thee. Watch thou my wayward feet. Guide me with counsel sweet. Pure in heart, help me to be. I think we all understand the importance of having a pure heart and what the Bible means when it talks about our heart and how important that is. When we've been looking through the book of Proverbs, one of the verses that's pretty well known to everyone is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, where the wise writer says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. When we're teaching young people at camp and other places, we've really concentrated on that verse to how do you have a pure heart? Well, you can have a pure heart by having a pure mind and protecting your heart from things that might enter into your mind. We live in a world that's very hard to protect ourselves and protect our children from the things they may see and the things that they may hear. But we can help protect ourselves from becoming so entangled with the world and feeding on the things that would give us a heart that's not pure or a mind that's not pure. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. What I think about when I read that verse is that, you know, whatever is in somebody's mind or whatever is in their heart, sometimes they may guard their mouth really well. They may be very careful about the things that they say, but sometimes something slips and it reveals what's really in their heart. The pure heart is the heart that we need. And Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. One individual that we saw that didn't have a pure heart was Ananias and his wife Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. Where they decided to lie about what they gave to the church after they had sold some land. And it was their money to do with what they wanted to. And they chose to act as if they had given all of what they had received to make themselves look better. But you know, that was not something that went unnoticed by God. And Peter rebuked Ananias and he said, that they had allowed Satan to fill your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit. And he also asked the question, why have you conceived this thing in your heart? So the heart is used to talk about our will. It's used to talk about our intentions. And certainly Ananias' intentions were not pure because his heart was not pure. But the heart is also something that can be very instrumental in our obedience to the gospel. When you see in Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost and he outlined, you know, the life of Christ, and he finished up by telling them that they were the ones that had taken Jesus and nailed him to the cross, the one that would redeem them. And when they heard those things, it said that they were pricked in their hearts. One of the things that we constantly desire for ourselves, or should desire for ourselves, is that when we come together and we hear the Word of God and study it, whether it's here or whether we're reading it on our own, that we'll have hearts just like that. That we'll have hearts like they did on the day of Pentecost, that when when the Word of God shows that we're not in alignment with what God said, that we don't want to argue with that, that we don't want to find some loophole to not do what God said, but to have our hearts pricked so that we would ask that same question, what is it that I need to do? Tell me what it is I need to do, and I will do it. Just as Cornelius' family, they were all gathered together to hear what it is that they needed to hear. Their hearts were open to that. In Romans chapter 6, verse 17, it tells us that a man can obey from the heart that form of teaching and be made free from sins. But that same heart that can be obedient to the faith is something that can also lose the faith. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 says, "Brethren, beware lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." One reason it's so important is because what Jesus said about those with a pure heart. And we sang about that tonight, pure in heart. Why do we want a pure heart? Because Jesus said it's the pure in heart that would see God. And so that's what we want for ourselves. We can't have a pure heart unless we have the right attitude toward God and the right attitude toward our brethren. John chapter 4 teaches us that if you love God, it shows in your love for your brethren. Your love for one another shows that you love God. And those things are done from the heart. Finally, in Psalm chapter 19, verse 14, it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." I hope that you can understand the importance of having a pure heart. And there's a lot that we can do to meditate on God's Word and to meditate on what He has done for us and allow our hearts to be open to Him. And we hope that if there's anyone here tonight that hasn't fully opened their heart to God, if you truly want a pure heart, if you want to see God, we have to have a pure heart that is open to His will and obedient to it. We can help in any way to be obedient to the gospel of Christ. We'd invite you to come while we stand together and sing.
I am resolved no longer to lean.